The 2016 one-of-a-kind GOP convention in Cleveland is a power struggle. It's an attempt at a coronation for Donald Trump. It's a week of damage control. But will it go down in history as a battle for the identity of the Republican Party? The Republican governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, believes the Cleveland convention is a moment for unity. He admits having had serious doubts about candidate Donald Trump, but says the unifying force of the GOP right now is contempt for Hillary Clinton. Asa Hutchinson should know about Clinton contempt. He was a prosecutor in the Bill Clinton impeachment trial. He's a graduate of Bob Jones University and has no political identity crisis of his own. He says he's a Reagan conservative through and through.
I see on the Republican side an increasing level of unity. I know I'm probably the minority opinion on that, but I think people are starting to recognize that we've got a nominee. It's Donald Trump. He's picked a good vice presidential running mate. And whenever you look at the alternatives, we better unite, get behind him, and make a difference in November.
Is there an identity crisis in the GOP right now? And if so, why?
Well, sure, because you've got someone who's leading the ticket who's not a traditional conservative in the way that we all grew up in the Republican Party and Ronald Reagan conservatism. He comes from a different approach. There's a Ronald Reagan streak in him, particularly in his populism and his way he communicates with the average American. But he comes at it from a different angle. And so, this is getting used to time. And also recognizing, as I have, that, he's going to be a chairman of the board, a president, that's going to build a team that's going to accomplish the mission of our country, and it's going to be built upon what I believe is our Republican platform and principles. And so people are getting used to that, reconciling it in their own mind, and particularly when you contrast to the other side, people are saying this is a very important election and it's not a time to sit on the sidelines.
Is there anything that Donald Trump said to you that caused you to say, he's on my team? Or did you just come to that because it's kind of the only option at this point?
No, I did meet with him in New York, had a very good meeting. I recognized in that meeting that, his style is not going to change. His style is not, my cup of tea. But I like him personally. I think he presents himself in a personal fashion, in a way that gives you confidence that he can build a team. He's got that experience in business. Whenever you look at his family, that is such a credit to him and are so active in the campaign, that gives you a level of confidence. So, a personal meeting did help in terms of my level of confidence. But then also, it's just simply a recognition of the people around him are going to be who's running the administration, who's going to be under his leadership and overall direction, going to be shaping the direction of American policy, and that gives me comfort and excitement about the potential.
The people that are angry out there who have really been responsible for Donald Trump's success in the primary season are typically white, have economic problems that really stem directly from 2008, and the expectations of their children are not the expectations that they had or that their parents had. Is this a moment of shift in the United States? And what's your message to those angry people that Donald Trump seems to have found, but no other party has gone after until now?
Well, it changes the dynamics for the fall. I mean, we have a chance to win in states that we haven't had that opportunity before. It's because of Donald Trump's message of going after the blue-collar worker, the factory worker who sees the wages being eroded or losing the job.
So you see Ohio in play?
I see Ohio in play, Indiana in play, Pennsylvania in play. Already the polls demonstrate that, Michigan. So I see that as a strength, and I don't see him losing the South. That should be a strong area of states for him. You do, though, have to also guard, and I want to protect here the Republican Party and the direction we go over the long term, and that is we don't want to forget about Hispanics. We don't want to forget about the diversity of the American population, and that the Republican Party has to have an outreach to them as well. And that is something that we have got to help shape and do better on the fall, and I hope Donald Trump will help on that.
Finally, it's not about forgetting the Hispanics the way Donald Trump has run this campaign, or forgetting people of color like African Americans. Some of that he's just saying, to hell with you. I'll win without you. I don't care about you. And certainly the accusations that come from Democrats and others about Donald Trump is that he's deliberately alienating those people who had thought they were a part of the United States. And the leaders of the Republican Party are concerned that that is just the last thing that the GOP needs to be doing in 2016.
I will do everything that I can between now and November to, first of all, make sure that minorities, those of color and diversity, understand that we're an open party, that we want their participation whenever they can support the ideals of our party in terms of a limited government and freedom and strong defense. That's the message that I want to convey. It's also what I want to help shape the policies of the potential future president and Donald Trump. So we're all a part of that team. We've got to make sure that we convey the right message, and that will be my message, is that we are an open party. We want to make sure that we have a broad base.
Can you deliver Arkansas for the candidate?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Governor Hutchinson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Asa Hutchinson, the Republican governor of Arkansas. We spoke to him at the 2016 National Governors Conference in Des Moines, Iowa, on his way to the Cleveland Convention. It's easy to feel divided these days on the big issues. If we want to unify America, we have to compromise. What's an issue you'd be willing to bend on in the name of progress? Nogales, Arizona, I'd bend on anything to get a serious pro-life law through.
My name is Luis Rodriguez from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm black. I bend every day. My life depends on it. I smile when I want to scream. I laugh when I want to cry. I don't want to bend anymore. I want to stand.
877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us a story like that.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.